ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् पादरायणम् ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यम् करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। ब्रह्मानुचिन्तनम्। अहमेव परं ब्रह्म वासुदेवं ब्रह्म वासुदेवाख्यमोऽयम् इति स्यात् निश्चितो मुक्तो बद्ध एवान्यथा भवेत् अहमेव परं ब्रह्म निश्चितं चित्तचिन्त्यताम् चिद्रूपत्वादसङ्गत्वात् अबाध्यत्वात् प्रयत्नतः अहमेव परं ब्रह्म न चाहं ब्रह्मणः पृथक् इत्येवं समुपासीत ब्राह्मणो ब्रह्मणि स्थितः सर्वोपाधिविनिर्मुक्तम् चैतन्यं च निरन्तरम् तद्ब्रह्माहमिति ज्ञात्वा कथं वर्णाश्रमी भवेत्। अहं ब्रह्मास्मि यो वेद स सर्वं भवति त्विदम् नाभूत्या ईशते देवाः तेषामात्मा भवेद्धि सः अन्योऽसावहमन्योऽस्मीति उपास्तेऽन्यदेवताम् अन्योऽसावहमन्योऽस्मीति यु कैन नोटिस दट इति कम्स अन्यः असौ aham anyaha. Anyaha asau, this God worshipped by me is different from me, and aham anyaha, I am different from the worshipped. Iti comes. Is they taught you iti in Sanskrit class?
Anyosavaham
anyosmiti.
Upaste yonya devatam. Nasaveda naro brahma.
Nasaveda naro brahma.
Sadevanam yatha pashu.
Sadevanam yatha pashu.
Ahamatma na chanyosmi.
Ahamatma na chanyosmi.
Brahmaivaham na shoka bhak.
Brahmaivaham na shoka bhak.
Sachidananda rupoham.
Sachidananda rupoham.
Nityamukta Swabhavavan. Atmanam satatam brahma sambhavya viharantiye.
Atmanam satatam brahma sambhavya viharantiye.
Atmanam satatam.
Atmanam satatam.
Brahma sambhavya viharantiye.
Brahma sambhavya viharantiye.
Natesham duskrutam kinchit.
Natesham duskrutam kinchit.
Duskrutottana chapadah.
Duskrutottana chapadah.
Atmanam satatam brahma. Sambhavya viharet sukham.
Sambhavya viharet sukham.
Kshanam brahmaham asmiti.
Kshanam brahmaham asmiti.
Yah kuryad atma chintanam.
Yah kuryad atma chintanam.
Tan mahapatakam hanti.
Tan mahapatakam hanti.
Tamas suryodayo yatha.
Tamas suryodayo yatha.
Ajnanat brahmano jatam.
Ajnanat brahmano jatam.
Akasham budbudopamam.
Akasham.
Akashadvayurutpanno.
Akashadvayurutpanno.
Vayostejastatavpayaha.
Vayostejastatavpayaha.
Adhyascha prithivijata.
Adhyascha prithivijata.
Tato vrihiyavadikam.
Tato vrihiyavadikam.
Prithivyapsu payo vannau.
Prithivyapsu payo vannau.
Vannirvrihyayo nabhasyayo.
Sorry.
Ajnanat brahmano jatam.
Ajnanat brahmano jatam.
Akasham budbudopamam.
Akasham
Akashadvayurutpanno.
Akashadvayurutpanno.
Vayostejastatavpayaha.
Vayostejastatavpayaha.
Adhyascha prithivijata.
Adhyascha prithivijata.
Tato vrihyavadikam.
Tato vrihyavadikam.
Prithivyapsu payo vannau.
Prithivyapsu payo vannau.
Vannirvayo nabhasyasau.
Vannirvayo nabhasyasau.
नभोऽप्यव्याकृते तच्च नभोऽप्यव्याकृते तच्च नभोऽप्यव्याकृते तच्च शुद्धे शुद्धोऽस्म्यहं हरिः शुद्धोऽस्म्यहं हरिः अहं विष्णुरहं विष्णुः अहं विष्णुरहं हरिः कर्तृभोक्त्रादिकं सर्वं तदविद्योत्तमेव च विष्णुः See, Vishnuhu, as they said, Vishnuhu, Harihi, all these are the names of the Lord. So, names of the Lord means any name of the Lord is a word implying the reality in terms of its nature. A word implying the reality in terms of its given nature alone is used as the name of the Lord. Shivaha is also the name of the Lord. But name of the Lord, what is it? Name? Name of the Lord is a word implying the reality in terms of its given nature. That's why here directly he uses all these words here, Vishnuhu, Aham, Harihi, etc. And as they said, Sarvam Vyapnoti iti Vishnuhu. Vishnu is a word which implies the reality in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. The word Atma, the word Vishnuhu are like synonyms. The word Atma also implies the reality in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. The word Vishnuhu also implies the reality in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, here and that reality, the only, when you say reality, this is the only vastu, only vastu, the only substance, and which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, which is only truth. There is no second parallel reality or the truth. There is no second thing other than the truth. And that truth is the truth of the known, and that truth is the truth of the knower as well. From the standpoint of the truth, there is no knower known division, difference. So when you say what truth, what does it mean? That which lends existence. So Vishnuhu is a word, is a name of the Lord, which is the word implying the reality in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. So how many realities are there? How many truths are there? The truth is one. One means what? One means secondless. There is no second parallel reality. There is nothing other than the reality here. The reality alone is in the form of everything that is here. And it is that reality which is the source of I, the truth of the I. There is no other source, truth, sorupam, nature, essential nature of that I. Why do I say this? Because without that reality, there cannot be something called I at all. Without the water, there cannot be something called wave. If you look for the meaning of the word wave, and wave, you can only see there is a form, a given form indicated by the word wave, and that form of wave is purely dependent on the substance called water. Without that water, the wave will be a meaningless word. There is no meaning for the word wave. Wave will disappear. The same way, that without which this I cannot be there at all is what? Here is this pure consciousness here. Okay, and the consciousness is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, and that this is the effect. Therefore, he is repeating it. Aham Vishnuhu, Aham Vishnuhu, Aham Vishnuhu, Aham Harihi. And what is that word Harihi? Harihi is also name of the Lord, again which implies the nature of the reality. It implies the reality in terms of its nature of having all the problem, which is free from all the limitations, all the blemishes, all the sins. Therefore, it is said, in discovering the reality, all the human problems in terms of sorrow, grief, limitation, etc. will resolve for good. Therefore, Harihi, Aham Harihi, I am the reality, I the self am the truth, in discovering which all the problems become snatched away for good. The ignorance will get snatched away for good. Ignorance caused samsara, the problems, the pain, the pairs of opposites will get snatched away for good. I am that reality. Or Aham Harihi. And here he says, this Kartru Bhoktru Adhikam, Karta, Bhokta, etc. Any number of notions. I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. I am the sufferer. I am unhappy. I am a mortal. Any number of notions you entertain about yourself, one entertains about oneself, all those notions are all notions, purely notions, wrong notions, produced by, caused by the avidya. So here avidya is what now? Now avidya is half ignorance. Okay, avidya here is half ignorance. Whether half ignorance or total ignorance, what is that ignorance? Ignorance is the unmanifest power of the reality. Is it clear now? Ignorance is nothing but the unmanifest power of the reality, and the half ignorance is there and half knowledge is there, then that is that half ignorance which is the cause of the wrong notions. Understand? So half ignorance means what? Still there is a half knowledge. In total ignorance, when the power of the reality remains as the unmanifest power of the reality, the power of knowing, the power of reality remains as the unmanifest power, then there is, we say, total ignorance. In total ignorance, there is no identity possible, therefore there is experience of bliss. In total knowledge is what? The power of reality manifested totally, when there is total knowledge, then there will be right knowledge, right perception. There cannot be wrong identity. Therefore, wrong identity caused problems in terms of going through this problem of pain, paths of opposites will not be there. But in half knowledge and half ignorance, there is error possible. Is it clear now? So, avidya uttam. Uttam means caused by avidya, which is born as a result of this avidya, means because of this half ignorance alone, these wrong notions one entertains about one's own self are possible. They're all wrong notions. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, are all wrong notions. What am I essentially? I, the self, am the pure knowledge, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the terms Vishnuhu, Harihi, etc., which are here as the names of the Lord, and I am free from the doership and enjoyership, the reality which is free from doership and enjoyership. Reality has no notion that I am the doer. But there cannot be the doer, there cannot be the enjoyer, there cannot be action without the reality, but the reality by itself is free from doership and enjoyership. So I, the self, am that reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the terms of Vishnu, free from all the doership, enjoyership, etc. Okay? This is the old lesson. We'll go to the new lesson. So avidya uttam. Understood now? Is it clear? Avidya uttam. Achyutoham anantoham. One more thing I wanted to understand. Now see, Vedanta is for you to understand what you cannot understand in any other, through any other means. So now tell me, is ignorance something wrong? Does ignorance have a beginning? Does ignorance have a beginning? Is ignorance created? Understand now, ignorance is only a name given to the unmanifest power of the reality. Look at the reality as the Lord and this inseparable power of reality in terms of ajnanam or avidya or ignorance is looked upon as the inseparable wife of the reality. Understand? All the devis, who are they? It is the power which makes the reality powerful. Is it clear? That is why you have a separate temple everywhere. It's not something there. Reality alone is. Is it clear? That's why now understand, ignorance is not wrong. Ignorance is not a problem. That is the nature. Ignorance is the unmanifest power of the reality. The same power of reality, when it is manifest, it is knowledge. Naturally, there is, as in human mind, human being is only being which is who is endowed with the unique instrumentology called mind. And when you say mind, only in human mind, when you say only on the part of the human being, there is some, the highest form of manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am is there, is possible. And afterward, but for the total manifestation of knowledge, a human being needs initiative. And for which Vedanta Shastram serves as a means of knowledge, to discover what is this manifest knowledge, what is this knowledge I am, what is this, where does it rise from? When you discover what it is, that knowledge becomes total manifestation. Okay? When you discover what I am, that is total manifestation of knowledge. In discovering what I am, you also discover what this world is. Now you have half knowledge. What is that? I am. What is this I am? I am is a knowledge of the existence of the self. Knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am, obtaining in the form of a thought which comes and goes. And once this knowledge is there, the knowledge the world is. What is this not the world is? Universe is. World is again the knowledge of the existence of the world. Please remember this very carefully. Listen to me carefully. The knowledge I am, or I am, is the knowledge of existence of one's own self. World is the knowledge of the existence of the world. Is it clear? And this is only half manifestation of the power of the reality, only half manifestation. Is it clear now? Half manifestation of the power of the reality. The half manifestation means half knowledge. And when does this half manifestation becomes total manifestation? In discovering what I am, what world is also will become clear. Then there is total manifestation of knowledge. Aham Brahma Asmi. In the wake of knowledge of the self being Brahman, there will be further knowledge that the world is also Brahma. Which means neither I am nor the world is. I am and the world is nothing but Brahma. I am Brahma, the world is Brahma, all that is there is Brahma. And this I am, this world is, this difference is only in manifestation. Absolutely, from the standpoint, the source of this manifestation of knowledge, there is neither I nor this. This division, nowhere known knowledge, difference is not there. Is it clear? In total manifestation, there is fullness, there is happiness, there is limitlessness. Is it clear? Therefore, knowledge, ignorance is not. Now, you understand what ignorance is. The whole teaching is to understand what ignorance is. Is it clear now? Ignorance is nothing but the unmanifest power of the reality. When there is unmanifest power of the reality, everything remains undifferentiated as one. Therefore, unmanifest, what is the Sanskrit word for that? Avyakta Shaktihi. Say, Avyakta Shaktihi. First you can say power of the reality. Therefore you can say Chichaktihi. Chichaktihi means what? Power of consciousness. Power of the reality obtaining in the form of consciousness. It's called Chichaktihi. Chit plus Shaktihi, Chichaktihi. Then, Jnanam is the reality. The power of the reality is Jnana Shaktihi. You can also say Avyakta Shaktihi. Avyakta Shaktihi, unmanifest power. But the power is total power. Power of knowledge is unmanifest. And the divisions in terms of knower and known, knower, known, knowledge divisions, the differences are resolved. Therefore, everything is undifferentiated. Therefore, it's called Avyakrita Shaktihi. Avyakta Shaktihi, Avyakrita Shaktihi, unmanifest power, undifferentiated power of knowledge, undifferentiated power of the reality. And this is the power, the first and the foremost of all the manifest powers, is called Pradhana Shaktihi. Avyakta Chichaktihi, Jnana Shaktihi, Avyakta Shaktihi, Avyakrita Shaktihi, Pradhana Shaktihi. Otherwise called Ajnanam, Avidya, Maya. Ajnanam, Avidya, Maya. All these words mean only one thing called what? Power of the reality. Now, we talk so much about the power of the reality. Does this power of the reality have independent existence of its own? No. You can never separate the power of the reality from the reality. It is inseparable. It doesn't have independent existence of its own. The power of the power can exist by itself independently. Then what would be possible? All of you could have remained in your own rooms. You could have sent to hear only your hearing power to the class. You need not have come here. Why waste time? Only hearing power could have sent it here, and the hearing power would be going through the problem of listening to all this noise outside. And your hearing power is not there, you won't be disturbed by any noise. Why? Power has been sent out. Nothing will come to enter into your ears. Why? Hearing power is not there. You will be deaf for some time there. And hearing power will be receiving everything here. And you, what could have I also could have done something. Instead of me coming here, our only indriya, you know, our vagindriya shakti, the power of speech, the organ of speech, I would have said that power here, and I would have come and I would have been giving a class here. What I want to understand, the power is imperceptible. Power is inexplicable. Anirvachaniya shakti. What is that? Anirvachaniya shakti. It's inexplicable, imperceptible, subtlest power. It is this power when it's unmanifest, the power is non-recognizable. The power is recognizable. Power being manifest, power is recognizable only when there is manifestation of the power. Isn't it? It is this power known by the term Ajnanam Avidya Maya. So ignorance is not wrong, not bad. It is the power, unmanifest power, that's all. It's not wrong, it is not bad. When the power is totally unmanifest, there's only pure knowledge. When the total power of knowledge remains unmanifest, as one with reality, reality is what? That we can say there's only pure knowledge. When the pure knowledge, reality remains as pure knowledge, pure consciousness. The power is unmanifest. Unmanifest power of reality means there cannot be knowledge of the existence of the self. There is no knowledge of the existence of the world in terms of I am, the world is. Is it clear? There is reality, the source of this knowledge. But there's no manifest, there cannot be manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am or in terms of the world is. And when this power of reality is manifest, and there is knowledge. Power of reality manifest is knowledge. Please understand, what is knowledge now? Power of the reality manifest is knowledge. Power of the reality unmanifest is ignorance. So unmanifest power, the manifest power, the power never has independent existence outside of the reality. And what is the source of this power of reality, unmanifest in terms of ignorance or manifest in terms of knowledge, is the pure knowledge. It is clear now? Pure knowledge, pure consciousness is the source of the unmanifest power in terms of ignorance, the manifest power in terms of knowledge. When the power of reality manifests, there is knowledge is what? Of the existence of the self in terms of I am. Is knowledge in terms of the existence of the world, in terms of the world is. And it's only half manifestation. There's no total manifestation of the power. And when you study the Shastram, through this pramanam called a shastram, you discover what I am, what this I is. You arrive at the source of the knowledge, source of the knowledge, which is the source of the power of power of the reality. You arrive at the reality being the source of the power. When you discover what I am, you arrive at the source of the power of knowledge, being the pure knowledge. And thereby you also discover it is this only reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge is the source of the manifest knowledge in terms of the world is also. Is it clear? Then there is that knowledge becomes what? Total manifestation of knowledge. Aham Brahma Asmi Jagat Sarvam Brahma. Aham Brahma Jagat Brahma Sarvam Brahma. All that is here is only Brahma. When you discover, it is discovery of this truth is what? The total manifestation of knowledge. In total manifestation of knowledge, there is freedom, there is right identity, there is fullness, there is happiness. This I taught you in my kindergarten class itself. In total ignorance, there is non-identity. When there is non-identity, there is experience of bliss. In half knowledge and half ignorance, there is half ignorance, there is wrong identity. Therefore, you had to go through both paths of opposites in terms of pains and pleasures. In total knowledge, there is right identity, there is happiness. Now you can understand, this ignorance is only, there is no ignorance, really. Ignorance is mithya. Why it is mithya? What is avidya? Unmanifest power is mithya. Manifest power is also mithya. Why? Power, whether it is unmanifest in terms of ignorance or whether it is the manifest in terms of knowledge, power is what? Not outside of the reality. Power never has independent existence of its own. Therefore, power is always mithya. Ever mithya. Power is mithya. And what is satyam? The source of the power alone is satyam. The source of the power is the reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, pure existence is the satyam. The power of reality is mithya. Manifest power is also mithya. Unmanifest power is also mithya. Unmanifest power is ignorance. And manifest power is what? Power of reality manifest is what? Whole universe. Okay? Whole universe means what? The knower known, the whole with the difference, knower known division. This whole is manifestation of the knowledge. Is it clear now? You have to nod your head, otherwise I can't understand. Is it clear when I say, you should say yes. You simply look at me and I feel, oh my God. Okay? Now it's getting hot. We have finished this also. Achyutoham anantoham Govindohamaham Harihi Anandohamaseshoham Ajoham Amritosmyaham. If this I am, this I is the manifestation of the power of the reality, manifest is the knowledge, the power of the reality, manifest is knowledge. Power of reality unmanifest is ignorance. Power of reality manifest is knowledge, means knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am is what? Manifestation of the power of reality. Is it clear? And therefore, what a source of this I am, I is? If your consciousness, and his consciousness is free from all forms of changes. Birth is a change, death is a change, change happening on the part of the forms, thereby names and with functions. These are the birth and the consciousness, the source of the manifestation of knowledge is free from birth, death, change, all forms of changes. Because consciousness is of the nature of changelessness, timelessness. Therefore, there is no such thing called birth or the death for consciousness. And I am conscious, therefore I am free from death. I am unborn consciousness, birthless consciousness. I am deathless consciousness. I am immortal consciousness. I am consciousness which is free from mortality, which is not subject to birth, death, etc. Okay. Nityoham nirvikalpoham.
Nityoham nirvikalpoham.
Nirakarohamauyayah.
Nirakarohamauyayah.
Nityoham nirvikalpoham.
Nityoham nirvikalpoham.
Nirakarohamauyayah. Sachidanandarupoham.
Sachidanandarupoham.
Panchakoshatigosmyaham.
Panchakoshatigosmyaham.
Sachidanandarupoham.
Sachidanandarupoham.
Panchakoshati gosmyaham.
Panchakoshati gosmyaham.
See, the source, I am the source of knowledge. I is of the nature of knowledge. The source of this I is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Just as water is the source of the wave, similarly here, pure knowledge, formless, abstract reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge is the source of I. And therefore, and reality is of the nature of timelessness. Time itself is object of knowledge. And the reality, the knower of time, the knower is the reality. There is no knower other than the consciousness. And the knower is, the consciousness is of the nature of timelessness. Therefore, I am consciousness, I am of the nature of timelessness. I am timeless reality consciousness. Nityaha. There is no beginning for consciousness. There is no end for consciousness. All the beginnings, beginning of time happens in consciousness. Beginning of space happens in consciousness. Beginning of the world happens in consciousness. Okay? And the end of time, end of space, end of the world happens in consciousness. When does the time begin? When does the space begin? When does the world begin? The time begins, space begins, the world begins, everything begins when there is manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am. Time ends, space ends, everything comes to an end when this man, the knowledge of existence of the self obtaining in the form of thought resolves. When this manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am, time begins, space comes into existence, the whole world comes into existence. When knowledge I am resolves, the whole world resolves. Time resolves, space resolves. Therefore, time comes and goes, space comes and goes, everything existing in the realm of time and space comes and goes. What does not come and go, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, what is always is the source of knowledge, consciousness. And I am the consciousness which is eternal, timeless, beginningless, endless, changeless consciousness. Aham nityaha is the meaning of the word nityaha. Nityoham means aham nityaha. Then nirvikalpaha aham. See, vikalpaha means difference. Vikalpaha means difference. What is this difference? See, difference is something which is relatively real, empirically real. Differences or difference is empirically real, relatively real. Differences are there only within the realm of the manifest universe. Differences are possible only when there is duality. Where there is duality, where only division is possible. Where division is possible, differences are possible. Isn't it? When is division possible? Only in manifestation, division is possible. The division is possible, differences are possible. Duality is possible, division is possible, then differences are possible. And plurality, multiplicity is also possible, only in manifestation. So manifestation itself is mithya. The source of manifestation alone is absolutely real. The manifestation is empirically real, relatively real, objectively real. Absolutely, it is not real. What is absolutely not real is what? Mithya. So all these differences are there. The knower, known, knowledge, division, differences called Triputi Bhedaha. This difference is possible only in manifestation. Mithya manifestation alone, differences are possible. In the Satyam Chaitanyam, the source of knowledge, the source of manifestation, the reality, the pure consciousness, the differences are not there. Okay, from the standpoint of consciousness, there is no knower known division or difference. Knower known knowledge divisions are not there. Not only these differences are not there, even all other differences, sajatiya bhedaha. Sajatiya bhedaha, the differences obtaining within a given object. If you take yourself, there's, if you have physical body, head, one whole body, but here head is different from hands, hands are different from head and other rest of the parts, neck is different from the trunk, trunk is different from the legs, legs are different from the feet, and the shank, thighs, etc. So many names we are using. Why? Why there are so many words? Every word differentiates every other object denoted by a word. Every word denotes a corresponding object. Every word denotes a corresponding object means so many words are used, which means the objects denoted by the words are different. That's why so many words. Which means differences, these differences are differences obtaining within any one given object is called what? Sajatiya bhedaha. The difference seen on the part of any one given object is called sajatiya bhedaha. neem tree is different from mango tree, mango tree different from coconut tree. Means within this one species called a tree. And within the trees are so many different varieties. It's called sajatiya bhedaha. So swagata bhedaha, the differences found in one given object is called swagata bhedaha. And difference found within one given species is called sajatiya bhedaha. You say one jati, animal is one species. And within animals, we see so many differences, so many different animals. Cow is different from donkey, donkey is different from monkey, monkey different from buffalo. These differences, we say what? Called sajatiya bhedaha. Difference amidst, difference found within one species called animals. Then animals are different from human beings. And human beings are different from the plants and other beings. It's called vijatiya bhedaha. So difference found between two different species, a difference found within a given species, and difference found within one given object. It's called swagata bhedaha, sajatiya bhedaha, vijatiya bhedaha. Swagata bhedaha, sajatiya bhedaha, vijatiya bhedaha. All these differences are possible within the realm of the manifest universe. The realm of this objective universe. Objective material universe. And nowhere no knowledge divisions are also possible within the realm of the manifest universe. Manifestation. Understand the source of manifestation, the abstract, subtlest reality in your pure consciousness, all these differences are not there. Therefore, and I am the consciousness, for aham nirvikalpaha, I the self am pure knowledge, pure consciousness, free from all forms of differences, all the differences. Wave, ocean difference, wave difference. This difference itself is what? You say wave itself is mithya. What about the difference between the waves? Wave, ocean difference, all mithya. Difference is mithya. Please understand, absolutely there is no such a thing called difference at all. It is another mind-boggling subtle fact. We only see differences. Open your eyes, you see only difference. Five different sense organs, five different powers. Through five different powers, the one mind is perceiving the world of objects, obtaining in the from five different objects, fivefold objects constitute the universe. It's called prapanchaha. The whole cosmos is constituted of five different fivefold objects, perceptible through five different sense organs. And in each object perceived through a given sense organ is also varieties of the forms are there. Sound is one object. How many varieties of types of sounds are there? Can you count? Countless. How many forms you are perceiving? Countless. How many varieties of smells? Tastes, touch, you can't say. So each object is obtaining, each object of knowledge has so many varieties, varieties of forms. Therefore, that's why innumerable, countless forms, okay, perceptible through five different sense organs in five different forms and five different objects. Is it clear? Therefore, and this whole world, we say, all these differences, are they real? Are these differences real? If your world is real, yes, differences are real. The world itself, the objective knowledge is mithya. Inert. Objective knowledge is inert, is of the nature of inertness. Anything inert is mithya, does not have independent existence of its own. And that the so-called differences, which you all the time perceive, all the time experience, all the differences are mithya. There is no such thing called difference at all from the standpoint of the absolute reality. Absolutely, there is no difference. The standpoint of water, where is the difference? The standpoint of waves, difference is there. Wave form itself is mithya. All the wave, innumerable countless forms are mithya. All the forms are mithya. The whole ocean is mithya. Water alone is satya. When the forms themselves are mithya, how can you talk about the difference between the forms as satyam? Is it clear now? Difference is only between the forms. Different forms of objects. Therefore, satyam sadvastu, the reality is of the nature of formlessness. Reality is of the nature of formlessness. And therefore, it is free from all differences. And I, the self, am the absolute reality, the pure consciousness, which is of the nature of formlessness, is free from all differences. Aham nirvikalpaha. Are you seeing right now or not? This class is contemplation for you. That's why I didn't do morning, you know, guided meditation. No way. Every class is contemplation for you. If you understand, it's a contemplation. For a second, when you are listening to me, what I am, you are seeing, you must definitely, attention is not completely taken away from the body. Even though you are listening, still you are contemplative. If you are in contemplation, my teaching is effective. If you are not seeing, I am not a good teacher then. Is it clear? Okay. Nityoham nirvikalpoham.
Nityoham nirvikalpoham.
See, nityaha aham nityoham. Visargaha goes, avagraha comes. Okay, aham is there. Nirvikalpaha aham. Aham nirvikalpaha. Then, nirakaraha aham. Aham nirakaraha. See, when you say nirvikalpaha, I the self am the consciousness which is of the nature of, which is free from all differences. And also partless. Nirvikalpaha also means partless. Okay? Indivisible, undivided, partless. Which consciousness has no head, no ears, no nose, no legs. Okay? There cannot be hands, head, leg, all the parts, which are put together to form intelligent forms. Okay? Intelligently put together. Every form, a human form or animal form, plant form or a tiny insect form, every living form, every creature, the form of every living creature is what? Actually many aspects put together intelligently. Isn't it? But here all this, every form has so many parts and each part partful. Every form is partful. Partful. So many parts constitute, put intelligently, is a living a form of a living creature. And what about this consciousness, the truth, the source of every form is the of the nature of formlessness. Look at every form, every object obtaining in a given form, indicated by a given word, is what? Every object is manifestation of knowledge. Gross object, a subtle thought. Everything, every object of knowledge, listen to me carefully, every object of knowledge is a manifestation of knowledge. And the source of manifestation, the truth of manifestation of knowledge is what? Pure knowledge, which is free from, which is of the nature of formlessness and which is partless. So nirvikalpaha also means what? Partless. Okay, indivisible, undivided, therefore partless, whole. And here nirakaraha. Akaraha means form. Akaraha means form. Anirakaraha means the truth of all the forms. Every form is manifestation of knowledge, and the truth of every manifestation of knowledge, every piece of manifestation of knowledge, every form is a formless reality which is of the nature of formlessness. And I, the self, am the reality which is of the nature of formlessness. Nirakaraha aham, I am formless reality. Even though this I, the manifestation of knowledge of existence of the self, obtaining in a thought in terms of I am, is associated with a gross physical form, subtle forms in terms of sense organs, subtle forms in terms of physiological functions, subtle forms in terms of thoughts, but still I am essentially consciousness which is of the nature of formlessness. Do you see that now? Do you see right now?
Yes.
Then avyayaha, next is avyayaha. See, vyayaha means, is a verb vyeti, diminishes, reduces, declines. So many meanings are there. Avyayaha means changeless. I, the self, am of the nature of changelessness. I am consciousness which is of the nature of changelessness. I am changeless, unchanging consciousness. Avyayaha. Then, what is this nityaha, nirvikalpaha, nirakaraha, avyayaha? Each and every word distinguishes the reality from everything else which is subject to change. Look at this. Take the word nityaha. The word nityaha reveals the reality by negating what it is not, by stating, showing what it is. Take the word nityaha means what? Eternal. Eternal means what? Timeless. Timeless means what? Beginningless, endless. Now, when you say reality, I am the reality which is eternal means, it negates what? Which means I am not anything and everything which has a beginning, end and change. Therefore, you have to shift the eye from where? The body has a beginning, my thoughts have beginning, okay? It comes and goes. Therefore, you have to shift your eye sense. Nothing, anything which has a beginning, I am not anything which has, I is not anything which has a beginning and an end. It's called a negation. Okay? If I is not anything which has a beginning and end, because I am Nityaha. And with Nityaha means what? Eternal. Therefore, what is that which is eternal? The consciousness. Okay, the only reality. Therefore, similarly here, nityaha nirvikalpaha. Anything subject to differences and divisions, what? I is not anything subject to differences and divisions. And I is not anything which has a form. And I had anything subject to change. Okay, first words, nityahaham, nirvikalpahaham, nirakarahaham, avyayahaham. All these words negate, reveal very clearly what I is not. Nityaha aham, when you say the word nityaha, definitely says what, I am not anything which is subject to time, which has beginning and an end. And nirvikalpaha means that word nirvikalpaha negates, says what? I is not anything which is subject to differences and divisions and partful. And nirakara means, the word nirakara negates, I is not anything which has a form. Understand? And form also implies what? I is not anything which is available for perception, objectification, which is formful, form, which has a form. Avyaya means, I is not anything which is subject to change. Which comes and goes. If I is not anything which has beginning and end, which is subject to divisions and differences, anything which is formful, which has form, or which is subject to change, what is this I then? What is implied by the term nityaha, nirvikalpaha, nirakaraha? He said, nisat chit ananda rupaha aham. Is it clear now? Even if first you say nityaha, nirakara, etc., they reveal the nature of the self through negation. And the later on, what is that which is free from all this? Is satchit ananda rupaha. And what am I? He says, what is that which is not subject to time? What is that which doesn't have beginning and end? What is that which is free from differences? What is that which is free from, which doesn't have form, which is of the nature of formlessness? What is that which is of the nature of timelessness, the changelessness? He said, chat chit anandaha rupaha aham. Which means, that rupa hai swarupam, okay? That which is of the nature of consciousness. He said that which is of the nature of consciousness means what? That which obtains in the form of consciousness. Chit. Or pure knowledge. How am I to understand what is pure knowledge, what is pure consciousness? What is pure consciousness? What is pure knowledge? The source of knowledge. The source of knowledge. What is knowledge? What is source of knowledge? The pure knowledge is the source of knowledge. Truth of the knowledge. That because of which knowledge is possible. So manifestation, power of reality, manifest is knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of existence. Knowledge of existence is the first and the foremost of the manifestations of knowledge. Knowledge of the existence. Iruppai patri arivu. Knowledge of the existence. See, first of all, you should know what? There is light. Then only you can analyze what all things possible in the presence of light. First of all, you know there is a book. There is a book. You have knowledge of the existence of the book first, presence of the book. Only then how booky, what is the size of the book and form of the book, etc., etc. Detailed knowledge of objects. See, detailed knowledge of objects is possible only when there is knowledge of the existence of a given object. If you don't even know what cow is, and how can you have the detailed knowledge of the cow? How does the cow look? What are all the benefits of having the cow? Anything, even a tree. Knowledge of first, what is the base first knowledge you need? Knowledge of the existence of a given object. Isn't it? Then the detailed knowledge of the object which is existent. So knowledge of the existence of a given object is important. First, to have the detailed knowledge of the existent object. If you do not even have the knowledge of the existence of the given object, how can you have the detailed knowledge of the existent object? Is it clear what I am saying? You know who is Sachin? First of all, only Sachin is here in this campus. Then you can talk about how, what is his size and weight and everything. Age and everything. Is it clear? So first is what? Knowledge of the existence. And here Shastram says, knowledge of the existence of any object or the entire world is important. First, to probe into the world, to understand what the world is, how the world is, etc. Is it clear? Therefore, understanding of the world is possible only when there is knowledge of the existence of the world first. And knowledge of the existence of the world is possible, first of all, only when there is knowledge of the existence of the knower of the world. Knowledge of the existence of the knower of the world is possible. I mean what? Knowledge of existence of one's own self. Obtaining in the form of thought, in terms of I am, must be there, isn't it? And you say, this knowledge of the existence of one's own self is the most important, first and the foremost and the highest form of manifestation of knowledge. If you ask me, what is the highest form of manifestation of knowledge? It is knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am. I do not get tired at all repeating 1,008 times. No way. Because subtle teaching, very important. Nobody else will tell you this. People can come and unfold, explain so many texts. This is the basic fact you need to know. And this knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am, obtaining in the thought, is not there always. Or not there always means there is a time this knowledge is, there is a time this knowledge is not, and when this knowledge is, it is called a waking state of the mind. When this knowledge is not, knowledge is resolved, it's called a deep sleep state of the mind. And even with the presence of this knowledge and the absence of this knowledge is object of knowledge. Manifest knowledge is object of knowledge. Manifest knowledge is object of knowledge. If manifest knowledge itself is object of knowledge, what is the subject of knowledge? Okay? What is the subjective knowledge? Who is the knower of the manifest knowledge? Okay? The knower of manifest knowledge is knower of the presence of the manifest knowledge. The knower of the absence of the manifest knowledge is pure knowledge. Is it clear? The knower of manifest knowledge, presence of the manifest knowledge, the knower of the absence of the manifest knowledge is what? Formless reality, pure consciousness, which is the substance of the substantive I. Is it clear now? Therefore, it is said here, and that consciousness is Chit. Aham Chit Swarupaha. You have to say that now. Aham Chit Swarupaha. I, the Self, am the consciousness. I am of the nature of consciousness. I am consciousness. It's exactly like saying wave is water. I am consciousness. You can say I is consciousness because it is grammatically wrong. So we don't want to use I is. Understand? Which means if you squeeze the wave, what will come out of the wave? And even Swamiji's expression. Water. Say like this. If you can't squeeze it, imagine you are squeezing the eye. What come out of it? Consciousness. Not squeezable, I'm just saying. This is Swamiji's own expression. Which means there's no eye other than consciousness. Is it clear? Therefore, Chit Swarupa. And this consciousness is the pure existence. Sat. Is Chit is Sat. Always understand it. Chit first, then go to Sat. You can never understand existence without understanding consciousness. Can you understand exist? What is that which lends existence to devotion? Do not know what wave is. Why Sat is used first, Chit comes next, you know that? Always in language, we start with the alphabetical order. Mm-hmm. In the Sat, A comes, isn't it? In Chit, E comes. The word Chit is put secondly. Chit Sat Ananda. This is the correct expression. But why Chit is come second? Because in Sat Akara comes, Chit Ikara comes. Which vowel comes? Which is the vowel? The vowel A is in Sat. Vowel E is in Chit. Therefore Sat comes first. But for understanding, always you have to use what now? Chit first. And Chit Sat Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda, we say. Sat Chit Ananda Satchidananda. It is not for singing, it is not for anything, just for us to understand what is. That's why yesterday I started saying no word can denote. Even the word consciousness cannot denote an object. Why? Consciousness is not an object, not a subject. It is the truth of the subject and the object, but it is available for recognition only as the truth of the subject. Having arrived at consciousness as the truth of the subject, you have to understand consciousness being the very truth of the object also. And then you understand, if this is the substance and there is no meaning of the word existence other than consciousness. So existence of the water is the existence of the form wave. Is it clear? Existence of the water is existence of the form wave. Existence of water is existence of the form ocean. Is it clear now? So existence with reference to ocean is water. Similarly, existence of consciousness is the existence of I. Existence of consciousness is existence of this manifest knowledge. The source of knowledge, the pure consciousness. Existence of consciousness is the existence of the manifest knowledge in terms of I am or this is. And existence of knowledge is the existence of the object of knowledge. Pure knowledge, existence of pure knowledge, listen to me carefully. Existence of pure knowledge, the source of knowledge, is the existence of manifest knowledge. Obtaining in the form of thoughts. Existence of manifest knowledge is the existence of the objects of knowledge. Is it clear? So existence of knower is the existence of knowledge. Existence of manifest knowledge. Existence of manifest knowledge is the existence of the object of knowledge. Is it clear? Therefore, consciousness is the existence. Hope you got it. You all got it? Therefore, chit, sat is chit. Therefore, what am I now? I am consciousness, which is the meaning of the word existence also, which is the existence. This I am consciousness, which is existence, and it is this consciousness obtaining in the form of existence of everything here is it beginningless, endless, changeless. Therefore, it is of the nature of timelessness, nityaha, and is free from all differences, nirvikalpaha. It is formless, it's of nature of formlessness, nirakaraha. Understand? And it is what? Avyaha, it's of nature of changelessness. And therefore, it is free from all limitations. Therefore, it is of the nature of limitlessness. Spatially limitless, time-wise limitless, object-wise limitless. Therefore, it is of the nature of limitlessness, anantaha. Therefore, anandaha, it is of the nature of fullness, happiness. Is it clear? Therefore, I am consciousness, existence, which is of the nature of happiness. I am consciousness, existence of the nature of happiness. I am happiness. You are what you are searching for. You are happiness. You want to become happy. You are happiness. You can never become happy. You're already happiness. Swamiji used to say, the sugar candy already is of the nature of sweetness, and sugar candy wants to become sweet. It need not become sweet, cannot become sweet, it has to recognize it is already of the nature of sweetness. Understand? Okay. So I am Satchidananda Rupoham. Panchakosha Atigaha Asmi Aham. Even this I sense comes and goes. What am I actually? I am the eternal consciousness. And here, pancha kosha atigaha aham. Atigaha asmi aham. Pancha kosha atigaha. Atigaha means beyond. Atigachati iti atigaha. I, the self, am distinct from the all five layers of personality. I, the self, am which is distinct from the five layers of personality and which is of the nature of pure knowledge. What are the five layers of personality? The outermost layer of personality is the gross physical body. It's called Annamayaha Koshaha, which is the sthula shariram. The sthula shariram, the gross body, which is Annamayaha Koshaha. What is called Annamayaha Koshaha? This whole physical body, irrespective of its weight and height, is nothing but modified form of the food essence. It is produced, it is born of the modified form, born of the food essence. Modified form of food essence. And sustained by the food essence. And finally, when it falls apart, gets disintegrated also, it becomes what now? Food in the form of earth. Understand? That's why this is what now? Annamayaha Koshaha. And this is the gross physical body. And what is the nature of the body? This physical body is of the nature of inertness. Why? No part in the body is aware of its own existence. For the body to have the status of being the existent, it has to come to light, has to shine. Or it is as good as non-existent. When you fall asleep, what happens to your body? Do you know your body is? The body, when you are fast asleep, your body loses its status of being existent. You have to wake up to see, to know it is, then only body has the status of being existent. Body is existent, but loses the status of being existent. Understand, when the body is an object of knowledge, it is of the nature of inertness. And what am I? I am consciousness. I am the abstract, formless reality. You have to remember the words. Nityaha, nirvikalpaha, nirakaraha. I am formless, eternal, timeless, partless, divisionless, difference-free, changeless consciousness I am. Therefore, I am distinct from this gross physical body, outermost layer of personality called Annamayaha Koshaha. Then, now what next is Pranamayaha Koshaha. And then the Pranamayaha Koshaha again is what? This is the Pranamayaha, Manomayaha, Vijnanamayaha, all the three layers of personality. You can say physiological layer of personality, psychological, intellectual. Three layers of personality together form subtle body, sukshma shariram. Subtle body means don't think of any form. It's a formless, subtle aspects indwelling the physical body. Okay, inside the physical body. Therefore, the known by the term subtle body. Subtle body is divided into three layers of personality. We'll come back and see, okay? What's time now? Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.